It's safe to say that Governor Phil Scott caught lawmakers by surprise with his budget address on Tuesday, and for many of them, that surprise was not a pleasant one. Scott wants the legislature to force school boards around the state to impose a spending freeze on local education budgets. The Republican governor says the plan will bring needed fiscal restraint to the K through 12 education system, and he says it will give the state the ability to make what he calls overdue public investments in child care and higher education. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has been in the State House this week observing the fallout from the education proposal. And Pete, I'm crossing my fingers that you're here with us this morning to talk about it.
We are good to go, Mitch.
That sounds great. This is an enormous policy reform that the governor is proposing, and we didn't get an inkling that it was coming until that budget address Tuesday. How long has this plan been in the works, and why didn't we hear anything about it during the Scott campaign?
So a lot of people want to know the answer to that question, and it really is tough to overstate what a sweeping policy reform proposal this would be, and to say folks were caught off guard is an understatement. I spoke with an administration official yesterday to try to get the origin story behind this plan. He told me that the concept of a, quote, freeze in K through 12 education spending had been in the governor's mind throughout the campaign. This administration official says that after Phil Scott won the election, his transition team got to work on building a budget that would deliver on all of his promises. And he said it was shortly before Inauguration Day, that was back in early January, when they arrived at this specific mechanism, which effectively asked the legislature to impose a spending freeze on local school budgets. The administration knew full well how disruptive this proposal was going to be for school boards, and it knew the plan was going to upset some key constituencies. But Phil Scott is of the belief that unleashing some of the $1.6 billion in the K through 12 education system is going to be the only way to advance meaningful public policy programs without raising taxes. And he's come to the conclusion that this spending freeze mechanism is really the only way to unleash that money in short order.
Well, we've already heard some skeptical reactions to this plan from some key Democrats in Montpelier. How is the proposal going over with lawmakers generally?
Not well, I would say. The pushback from Democrats was predictable, of course, but issues of school funding have a fascinating way of transcending partisan boundaries sometimes. And there are a number of Republicans and Blue Dog Democrats who aren't opposed in concept to reducing funding for public education, but who do see major problems with Phil Scott's plan. On Wednesday, I talked with Representative Kurt Wright. He's a prominent Republican from Burlington who was a big supporter of Phil Scott's campaign. And after familiarizing himself with the plan, here's what Kurt Wright had to say about it.
I don't want to be in the position of the day after the governor's budget speech of saying, you know, dead on arrival. I just think that it's, and when you look around the room in Ways and Means, everybody's sort of scratching their head and figuring out how we're going to do this.
So you hear Kurt right there saying he doesn't want to say it's dead on arrival, but a lot of folks feel like it is. Right off the bat, the plan has some logistical pitfalls. It would require town meeting day school budget votes to be postponed until May 23rd. That means lawmakers are going to have to let towns know in the next week or so whether or not they should postpone those votes, which gives them only a matter of days to vet what would be one of the more radical spending reforms in memory. There's some real worries about the substance of the proposal as well. It imposes a spending freeze on next year's school budgets, but it would also tie future spending to student enrollment numbers. And that means schools with declining populations, and that's most of them, Mitch, would begin to see a real rapid deterioration in their funding streams. There are schools with per-pupil expenditures right now of $12,000. There are schools with per-pupil costs of more than $20,000. This plan would lock those inequities in place for perpetuity, and a lot of lawmakers think that's a bad idea.
Okay, well, it sounds like lawmakers are dubious to some extent. What are people in the education community saying about this proposal?
School boards, as you can imagine, are taking particular umbrage. Nicole Mace is the head of the Vermont School Boards Association. Here's what she had to say when I asked her how her members are dealing with this.
There's been ample time since the election to convey these, at least these, signal that this type of a proposal would be coming forward. That didn't happen. So I think board members are feeling caught off guard.
You know, beyond the frustration of having spent hours and hours on school budgets that are now pretty much moot if Scott's plan goes through, There are other concerns among school boards as well. One key element of Phil Scott's plan is to have the state reach into the collective bargaining process and mandate that teachers pay at least 20% of their health care premiums. But Nicole Mace says negotiations for those plans are already well underway and that a lot of districts have found creative ways to restructure their health benefit plans in ways that would actually yield more savings than what Scott's plan delivers. She says she really feels like this proposal betrays a lack of understanding about what's happening at the local level.
Well, Pete, one thing is always connected to another, and this education reform package from the governor is one of the central components of his overall budget package. But what happens to that budget if lawmakers decide they can't stomach the spending freeze on schools?
So this is the fascinating piece, Mitch, and it's the element that is going to define the rest of this legislative session. Lawmakers almost certainly will not stomach this plan. But if they reject that spending freeze, the governor's budget suddenly has a $52 million hole in the general fund. Here's the thing. Phil Scott is not going to be coming back with an alternative plan to fill it. He's going to say, hey, lawmakers, if you don't like it, show me your idea. But remember that whatever plan you come up with is going to cannot raise taxes or fees. It's going to set the stage for what could be a very adversarial budget process in Montpelier this year. And while lawmakers may not be pleased with the governor over it, Phil Scott and his team are convinced that the public is squarely on their side in this battle.
Well, this is really going to be a fascinating debate and one that we'll be covering extensively. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports on the State House. He'll be joining us regularly this session to explain all of these goings on. Peter, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Great to be with you, Mitch.